Hi, my name is Robin Duncan. You are listening to one of our 10 audio lectures on Manifesting Wealth, a 40-day plan to restore abundance consciousness to your mind. This information is based on the spiritual principles of A Course in Miracles, along with my own personal insights from studying the Course. This product, along with other audio lectures, is available at lifehealingproducts.com. Today's topic is called Waking Up to Wealth. By now, you're becoming more aware of your entitlement to happiness, health, and abundance as given you by your Creator. In truth, God has already given you everything, and you are complete. In terms of who you really are, there is no lack, and there are no gaps. You're also gaining a deeper understanding about how your thoughts create your experiences. Because you are created by God, you have the power to create just like the Creator. You also have the capacity to think with God and accept your true inheritance, or you can deny God and hold thoughts in your mind that are not based in truth. If you give attention to thoughts that are false, you will become frightened, and then you will project those thoughts in front of you just as if they were real. This is what is happening now. You might say that you have lost your awareness of your true self and all that you are entitled to, and now you're experiencing life based on the opposite of who you are. You have also learned that when you are holding a grievance towards another, or even towards yourself, this blocks your awareness of your true identity. Because in essence, you're saying that there is power outside of you that can alter, harm, or threaten you. These grievances must be undone through forgiveness in order for the truth to be restored to your mind. Remember that you choose to align with truth or illusions. You choose to be awake or asleep, and what you choose will determine the outcome of your experience. Through your forgiveness, you are not condoning a wrongful action. You offer forgiveness because you are aware that nothing and no one can alter, harm, threaten, or damage the truth of who you are or anyone else. What God created within you is eternal, whole, complete, and this can never change. As you draw upon the truth of your identity, you allow miracles to replace all grievances, and you open yourself to receive the gifts that God has already given you. What if you found out today that you are the direct descendant of the richest person in the world? Wouldn't your life change today? Wouldn't you immediately think differently about yourself, about your life, and about everything around you, even before the money comes pouring into your hands? Imagine a life with no financial concerns, a life of choice, a life of privilege. Whatever you want, you can have. Wherever you want to go, you can go. If you claimed your true identity as the direct descendant of the richest person in the world and then shared that identity with others, wouldn't they respond to you differently, starting now? You would automatically get the best table in the restaurant. You would be offered upfront parking wherever you go. You would be asked to wear the finest clothes from the greatest designers, just so they could say that you wore them. You would have people clamoring after you to make sure your every need was met, even before you asked. You would have people giving you things to use at no cost, just to have your opinion. Imagine for a moment that all of your bills are paid. In fact, you don't even see them because somebody else handles that. You can have anything you want, and there is nothing you cannot do. You can spend your time creatively, as you wish, without worry or fear of ever running out of anything. Today is your wake-up call. I am calling on you to claim your true identity, also to claim your happiness and wealth as given you by God Himself. You are the direct descendant of God Himself. This is far greater than being the child of the richest person. Wherever you walk, it is holy ground. The trees and flowers were created simply so you could gaze upon them. The waves of the ocean bow down before you, and the trees offer their shade for your protection. You were created as whole, complete, safe, loved, and provided for. And God's will is that you have everything. Somewhere in time, you denied your true identity, and because you accepted a false idea into your mind, you gave up your awareness of what is true and chose to feel guilty. This is not a cause for guilt. It is a call for correction. You are now living your life as if you don't have enough, and also as if you're not worthy to have what you want. You're spending each day trying to change your situation and fill a gap that does not exist. You are convinced there is a space between you and what you need or want, and then you spend most of each day trying to fill that space. When you are focused on illusions, you will remain unaware of your true happiness and wealth. Today, I'm asking you to claim your true identity. This means that from this moment on, you are going to expect great things from life. If you accept your true identity, there should be an immediate and permanent smile on your face because you now know who you are and how good it is to be you. You are the direct descendant of God Himself, the all-powerful source and creator of all in all, and it is His will that you be happy and that you have everything. I'm asking you to stop walking around thinking you are poor, lacking, unworthy, or trying to fill a gap that does not exist. It's time to recognize the truth and to get excited about the greatness of what God has for you. As you align with joy and happiness, you are aligning with God and your true self. In this way, you reclaim all that is abundantly yours. Can you imagine that God is at least as loving as the most loving parent? Wouldn't a loving parent see to your every need, wish, and desire? A wise, loving parent would anticipate your needs even before you know you have them. This is your birthright. Instead of trying to get more money or trying to solve your problems, what if you spent your day holding joyful, creative thoughts about what you're going to do with all your wealth and then really get excited about it? If you're willing to accept what I'm saying, this is a day for complete celebration. You are liberated. Your worries are over. As you acknowledge your oneness with God, being pure love, there is nothing to fear. In truth, there is no opposite. In the presence of light, there is no darkness. Your ego might be screaming at me right now, saying, "This is crazy. And if God loves you so much, then where is the money? Where are the provisions?" Remember that God has never denied you. It is you that have denied yourself and your source. Without an awareness of your true source of wealth, wouldn't it make sense that things would begin to run out or become scarce? With your willingness, this entire experience of lack can be undone. Here's what it's going to take. Number one, you are going to adopt an attitude of wealth today. Until you actually see and experience your wealth, you're going to act as if you already have it. This doesn't mean you're going to spend it yet. It means that your attitude is going to change. You're going to become noticeably more happy. It's going to be so noticeable that your friends are going to be asking you what's going on. You'll tell them you just have a wonderful feeling that everything is going in a great direction, almost like you have an exciting secret that only you know. Number two, you are going to stop worrying, stop trying to solve your problems, and you're going to stop trying to fill a gap that does not exist. Do you realize that people that have a lot of money don't sit around worrying about how they will pay their bills? They think about what they will do with their time and their wealth. Without all that worrying, you will have a lot more time to relax, create, enjoy life, and think about what you will do with all your wealth. Who will manage it? Where will you invest it? How can you best put it to work for you? Number 3, you are going to turn all money and other problems over to God for healing. In the Course, it states that we can give God anything that is hurting us, and we don't need to purify ourselves first. It also says that if we decide to solve our own problems, we will be wrong. This is because we operate from fear. When our mind is free of fear, there will be no problems. Now, when you turn these problems over, you will know if you truly have, because there will be a deep feeling of relief, just as if you know that it's being taken care of. If there is still worry and fear or anxiety, it means that you secretly are trying to solve the problem yourself. You have not turned it over, and you are not trusting God. If this should occur, turn it over again and again. Forgive yourself until you feel a nice sense of peace from knowing it is not up to you and it is being handled. Number 4, you are going to do what is in front of you to do while you're waiting for guidance on how to proceed. If there are bills to be paid and you don't have the money, then at least make out the checks and have them ready. Do what you would do if you knew everything was okay. Keep your joy. Hold on to your peace. This is a time to trust or doubt. You need to pick one and stay committed to your choice. Now that you've claimed your true identity, you will have more time to organize your environment and make it fit and worthy of you. If you look around your living space, it will show you what you think of yourself. It's time to clean things up and make them beautiful in honor of your source and your true identity. If you're not sure how to do this, or it just feels overwhelming, then ask for guidance and support, and then see it done. You will be guided every step of the way. Number 5, you have learned that your ego is always trying to keep you from remembering your true identity. Its chief device is insolvable problems. You are always looking at your past thoughts in front of you. During this time, your ego will play every card it has to try to get you back to your old thoughts of fear, worry, doubt, and powerlessness. Whenever you face a challenge or problem, you are going to say to yourself, "I know what this is. It is simply my past thoughts in front of me." Then you're going to choose to see it differently, and you're going to ask for the truth to replace your illusions. Then you're going to go back to remember your true identity, your joyful picture, your happy outcome, and you're going to remember that there is nothing to fear. Let's take a moment now to anchor these thoughts into your deep inner mind. Go ahead and close your eyes down and take 3 deep breaths. Imagine yourself waking up in the morning, and before you even open your eyes, you feel like something is different. You sense there is something on your wrists. You open your eyes and see that there are 2 beautiful gold bands, one on each wrist. You look down at your chest and see that there is a snugly fitting vest with a large gold S on the front of it. Before you even ask, a voice tells you that it stands for Super Soul. You smile to yourself and wonder what this is all about. There is a card on the bed, and it says that this is a training suit. Now that you've invited the memory of your true self, you will need help in fully accepting your true identity. This suit will help you in seeing things differently. Once you understand how it works, you can get rid of the suit. Whenever you need help, all you have to do is cross your wrists and put the bands together. You are excited to see how this works. You look around your room and you see that it's quite a mess. So you put your wrists together and instantly you see in your mind's eye a beautiful room. It is clean and elegant and fresh and tidy. You sit back and smile. This is going to be fun. You get ready to head outdoors and try out your new powers. As you head out the door, you hear two people arguing and you start to feel agitated. Then you remember that you are Super Soul. You have the ability to see through illusions. You put your wrists together and instantly you see a picture in your mind's eye of the two people hugging and laughing together. Your mind remains at peace. So you head out to your mailbox, and to your surprise, there is a large bill that you had completely forgotten about. You are just about to get worried and go into fear, but you remember your powers. You put your wrists together, and instantly you see the bill as paid in full, taken care of with ease. There is nothing to fear. This is excellent. You find that these wristbands help you to stay present with unshakable peace, keeping you from going into fear, worry, and doubt every time you see a past thought in front of you. You are able to stay peaceful in the present moment, and you're sending only peace, happiness, and abundance ahead for yourself. Your ego is going crazy. It is frustrated. It thinks it's losing you because it cannot get your attention. So it tries to throw an even greater illusion your way. This time, it forms a huge problem in front of you with no seeming answer. This problem may feel like a brick wall with no possible solution. You are just about to go into fear, but instead, you laugh out loud and you say to yourself, "I know what this is." And just because it seems bigger than the rest, you have no interest in validating the illusion by attacking it or defending yourself or trying to solve a problem that you don't have. So you put your wrists together and instantly the wall disappears. You see your problem as healed and whole, as if it never happened. You breathe in a deep sigh of relief. This suit has been very helpful, and you decide you just might leave it on for a while. It helps you to remember that pain is never required. When you are ready, you can throw the suit away, and your power of decision will remain intact. In every moment, you choose between truth and illusions, and what you choose will determine whether your outcome is happy or miserable. Let's deeply anchor this feeling of power and clarity. Go ahead and place your thumb and middle finger together on each hand and repeat after me. I am as God created me, and I accept my true identity. I claim my divine inheritance of peace, happiness, health, and abundance. I am rich, powerful, and loved beyond measure. I deserve the finest that life has to offer in all respects. When I am in joy, I co-create with God. I will now joyfully focus on what I will do with all of my time, happiness, and wealth. And now we'll close with this prayer. Dear God, I claim my true identity and accept your will for my happiness. Thank you for guiding me in everything I do. I am willing to trust you and follow only your voice. I am willing to see myself and my life differently in all respects. Teach me to walk in the abundance of your love and resources. Help me to accept the generosity of your loving gifts. I am worthy of all that you have for me because you created me. I have never altered my true self. I am willing to see myself as rich, wealthy, happy, and powerful beyond measure. Please give me the strength to hold the truth in my mind, even as I face illusions. I choose joy to be my teacher instead of fear, lack, worry, and pain. I choose truth instead of illusions to be my guide. Thy will be done. Amen. With your willingness to accept your true identity, you will now begin to experience the greatness of God's love and generosity. Your part is to be willing to keep the door open. God takes the final step. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will open your eyes with a wonderful feeling of love and peace. You are a rich, holy, happy child of God. It is good to be you. All worries have been transformed into happiness and joyful anticipation. 1, 2, take a deep and joyful breath in. 3, 4, exhale and anchor that feeling deep within your soul. And 5, open your eyes. You are light and rich and happy and free. It's important to listen to this recording at least once a day, or as frequently as possible. This will help you to open your mind to remember your innocence, your wealth, and your natural power as it comes from God. Remember to expect miracles. You have been listening to one of the 10 recordings for our Manifesting Wealth series, a 40-day program to restore abundance consciousness to your mind. This product is available at lifehealingproducts.com.